La Ermita de la Caridad is a replica of the shrine in El Cobre, a village near Santiago de Cuba. The Miami shrine overlooks the sea that connects Cubans to their homeland. Julio Estorino is a retired Cuban journalist who took part in building La Ermita in Miami 40 years ago.
This is a symbol of Cuba. This is a symbol of our eternal struggle for freedom and for democracy, for human rights. This is a place that reminds us each and every day that we have a job to do regarding Cuba.
Estorino says, to this day, La Ermita receives many visitors from Cuba.
You know, many, many young people, old people, when they come by seeing the rafts, or no matter the way they get here, one of the favorite places they want to come and is La Ermita.
Lily Perez came to Miami from Cuba when she was 4. Now a student in Tampa Bay, she still makes a pilgrimage once a year to La Ermita.
It depicts basically hope for a lot of the Cuban Americans that come from Cuba to Miami, and it resembles the original in a lot of ways, and it's nice that we have this ability to all congregate together and show who we are to the rest of the country, because nothing like this exists in Tampa Bay. Nothing like this exists anywhere else in the country.
Perez has been to the original shrine in Cuba with her family. When her grandmother saw La Ermita in Miami for the first time, tears poured down her face.
People sometimes come here crying because it makes them very emotional.
That's Sister Elvira Garcia, a visiting nun from Cuba. Ever since La Ermita was founded, she and the other Daughters of Charity have offered their services to the shrine.
When Cubans enter here, they feel a little relief. We receive them with affection, with love, feeling their same grief, their same pain because of the separation from their country.
The evening mass to commemorate the anniversary had people spilling out of the church's front door and onto its steps. When mass ended, everyone went outside to eat paella and listen to live music by the sea. I'm Jessica Mazaros in Miami.